This is Cruise News Today on Location with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, April 29th. More issues for Royal Caribbean. The Radiance of the Seas Alaska cruise that was initially delayed by 2 days due to propulsion issues now has been canceled despite guests already being on board. Now, originally set to depart from Vancouver on Friday, the ship was postponed to leave on Sunday with a revised itinerary. But on Saturday afternoon, guests were told that that cruise has been canceled and they needed to vacate the ship by Sunday at 4 o'clock. Now, compensation includes a full refund, including the taxes, fees, and prepaid packages, along with a 100% future cruise credit. Those who booked flights through Royal Caribbean will have their flights rescheduled, while others can claim up to $250 to $400 for travel. This incident follows similar issues where propulsion played with Radiance of the Seas for 2 Alaska cruises during last Alaska season. And double check your bag. A 32-year-old from Richmond, Virginia faces a 12-year prison sentence after being detained in Grand Turk for having bullets in his bag, which were discovered during a security check. Now, this incident occurred as the Carnival Sunrise docked in Grand Turk. Arrested by the Royal Turks and Caicos Island Police Force, Tyler Wenrich remains in custody pending a June 7th court hearing. His arrest marks the third incident involving American travelers in the recent months, all which are detained under the territory's new firearm laws. Now, these cases have prompted the U.S. State Department to issue an advisory urging travelers to thoroughly check their luggage for ammo before departing to the Turks and Caicos. And the Margaritaville at Sea Islander has successfully completed its sea trials in the Irish Sea after a major conversion at Harland and Wolff Shipyard over in Belfast. The vessel entered the shipyard in January and is near the very end of its refurbishment. The ship is preparing to reposition to North America for its debut this June, offering 4- and 5-night cruises from Tampa to the Western Caribbean and Key West. Next year, the ship will expand its itineraries to doing 6- and 7-night cruises, adding destinations like Belize, Jamaica, and Grand Cayman. This is the second ship in the Margaritaville at Sea fleet. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Friday. Carnival Corporation down 1%, 15.08. Royal Caribbean up 2.3%, 140.59. And Norwegian down 1.6%, 19.04. If you have a lead on a story, drop us a line, tips@cruiseradio.net. Here in very windy Puerto Vallarta in Mexico with Carnival Firenze right behind me, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Monday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.